Hello Audio Boo, you're listening to All One Word with hashtag AudioMo 2014, day 14. Hello, hello, hello. What a beautiful day. Yesterday it was really warm, but we had a huge thunderstorm in the middle of the night and quite a bit of rain. I wouldn't know that though, because I was dead to the world. Went to bed fairly early for me and didn't wake up. But woke up to a very humid morning. And a very humid day. So I've already done an Audio Boo recording for what we've done today. Went to Amesbury show. And now it's 8 o'clock exactly on an extremely warm night. It's beautiful. Slowly coming into the golden hour, and I'm going for a wild camp. So I'm actually going in the same place that I did last weekend, and I've been asked by a few people on a couple of different social networks actually if I'd do a video of my Polish Army Lavu teepee. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm just about to go up Kiwi Hill. There's actually a few people out already. I can see somebody sitting on the side of the hill enjoying the view, and it's really lovely weather. It's a little bit humid and we're meant to get rain in the night, so it'll be a good test of going uphill now, sorry. That'd be a good test of the waterproofing. It's a canvas shelter and I've fab sealed it as well a couple of months back. Oh, it is really humid. So, catch you in a bit. I hear the chattering of some, is it a jackdaw, crow? He's chasing something off. But I'm pitched. It's a beautiful night. There is some cloud. There are, you know, probably about, what, 10% of the sky that's viewable is covered in, and I can see a lot of sky is covered with cloud, but it's a beautiful night. I've pitched the Lavu. I've done a video of me pitching it for some people on the interwebs. Just set my GoPro now, time-lapsing, but I just caught it half an hour too late, I think, because the sun's gone behind a bit of cloud. But it's a warm night. It's really, really warm. I'm actually surprised how many slugs are out. I mean, this time last week, it was slug central, and the ground was a lot more wet. In fact, there was dew at this time of night. There's no dew yet, thankfully, but it's been a lot warmer this week than it was last week. Flipping slugs. Get away. I hate slugs. So, warm breeze tonight. It's beautiful. I love this. Pitch that peg so I don't lose it. Pitch that peg? Stick that peg in the ground. I've lost my little wire one, but I'm not really bothered about that. I've got a ground spike with a handle on it to close the door of this Lavu once I'm inside. I've got a shipping zip. I just needed to take it to some kind of tailor to stitch it into the canvas. My mother-in-law lent us a sewing machine, but I don't think it's strong enough to go through what essentially is four layers of canvas, because the hem of this door is obviously double the thickness of the canvas, so it's got to go through two of those. A chattering, what is it? It's the crow there. Oh, it's bloody noisy, isn't it? It is beautiful here. I've got these little, are they buttercups? I can't see, they're closing up. Yeah, they're buttercups. I've got these buttercups all around. It's flipping lovely. It's a much better Saturday night than it was last week. Shut up, crow. Chattering bloody thing. I've got a nice pitch, actually. I would have liked to have gone a bit further down, because I'm pitched on a hill looking northeast. I can see right across to, well, if it wasn't that hazy over there, Pusey White Horse. I just can't see the actual White Horse over at Pusey. I'm looking for it. No, there's just a tiny bit of haze. I can see the hill right enough across there, and that is 18 miles as the crow flies from where I'm stood right now. So there's no haze in the valley below, or in the next valley, or the valley after that. It's lovely. What a lovely night. There's another bird across to my right there that I can hear chasing something off. But I expect, you know, the badgers and the foxes will be starting to come out now. There's a lot of those. When I was out last... God, he's annoying, isn't he? Oh, it's a magpie. There you go. I've just seen him fly off. When I was out this time last week... yeah, it was a lot cooler. It was all right, you know, don't get me wrong. But tonight it's just really nice. Oh, bugger off, magpie. He's annoying. There's still a lot of slugs, as I've just mentioned. But we did have a downpour in the middle of the night, so that's what that's about, really. Hey, I tell you what, there's a lot more of these hawthorn... What are they called? They've just come up. They're not saplings. Crikey. I'm not being funny, but this one I've just pulled out the ground, don't worry, there are hundreds around where I am, is about 6 inches. So that's grown 6 inches out of the ground and a little bit more in a week. Oh, and there's a poo over there. I wonder what has left that. That's not good. Probably a fox. I'm going to say that's fox poo. I've sprayed myself with insect repellent that claims it's really, really, really strong. I remember the smell, and actually when I sprayed on my face, you meant to cover your lips, and so I sprayed my lips by accident and my lips went numb for about a minute. But it takes me back to going to the Lake District with my family when I was a little boy, and my dad would always spray the, or even, oh, those people running up behind me. Unless they're specifically looking for me, they're not going to see down the hill. I'm quite literally only about 50 metres off the path, but I'm down the hill. In fact, yeah, that is the top of the path. Ooh, God, I am quite close. Never mind, it's 9:15 at night now. I imagine people are settling down for the football. It's England playing. Is it England playing tonight? I don't really care. So I'm looking across the valley where... last year there was fields and fields of poppies, but there are none this year, it would seem. I don't think there are any poppies there. They don't look like it. Oh, what a night. This is so relaxing. I just wish, you know, I didn't have this population around, and it's Squaddyville, you know, there's lots. It's Salisbury Plain training area, so they're always on bloody exercise, aren't they? And so you can't, you know, I'm on the side of the Salisbury Plain where they don't really exercise that much. But I'm looking across onto the valley where they do exercise. Oh, pulling these little hawthorn things out the ground here. Otherwise, I might fall on them in the night when I go through a tinkle and a tonkle. Oh, keep my foot out the way of the GoPro lens. Now Mr. Magpie stopped. I can hear skylark and I can hear lots of birds, but more predominantly the A303 behind me. It's not as loud as it was last week, but I think that's people, you know, heading home for the football, I would have said anyway. I don't know. Yeah. So I got two bottles of beer with me. I didn't want to kick the bum out of it. Kick the bum. Because my wife wants to be on the track at 8 o'clock in the morning. To do... What does she want to do? Well, she only wants to go 2 kilometres. But we're going to go 4. Hang on, 2 kilometres. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Five laps. But we'll do 10. Oh, do you know what? I can see tanks and things and across the valley there. Never mind. I've got... what film have I got? I've got a film. I can watch my film, yeah. I've got a film with me. I can watch on my Kingston Mobile Lite Wireless. Yeah, so that's what we'll do tonight. 9:15 now. Just kick my shoes off and... Listen to that bloody magpie. All right. Right, I'm going. Get this uploaded. Ciao.
All one word. One word. Out. Out. Out.